Carlos Fuentes wants everything, all at once, like a god. Sex and history, literature and revolution, the death and resurrection of the novel. He wants to do for Mexico City what Joyce did for Dublin. He'll do it from the point of view of a human egg. Christopher Unborn is also Finnegan's Wake, only backwards, written in the womb by a gestating fetus whose DNA is a recipe for all of Mexico's past, lost in a night of Aztec and Andalusian centuries, crisscrossed by Moorish and Hebrew flashes. This egg, scheduled to hatch in October 1992, on the 500th anniversary of Columbus and the Rape of the Americas, hallucinates the plumed serpent and the pyramid. It rewrites Tristram Shandy and Midnight's Children and the Flounder. It argues with Octavio Paz about the Big Fiesta, ancestral matriarchy, and the Labyrinth of Solitude. It makes fun of Tolstoy and Cervantes. It ridicules every literary critic, Marxist or structuralist, who's ever been unkind to the fiction of Carlos Fuentes. It dreams of time future, looking to the Pacific, and renounces the Atlantic past, that mask of glory on the face of death. Christopher Unborn, in other words, is heavy stuff, in spite of all of its promiscuous punning, like Make Sicko City, Kafkapulco, Mock the Suma, and the Opepsicodal Generation and W.C. Fields Forever. A partitioned Mexico has pretty much ceased to exist in 1991. Club Med has taken over the Yucatan for tourism. A consortium called the Five Sisters owns all the oil-producing states. The U.S. has invaded Veracruz to put down agrarian revolt. What's left of the national identity are television programs of staged news events, lotteries, and the symbolic politics of Mama Doc, a prefabricated Eva Perón, a combination of Mae West and the Virgin of Guadalupe. For Christopher to be born, and thus establish a new dynastic line to rule this mess, he must remember everything. He must remember his great-grandfather, the only man alive who believes that the Revolution of 1910 achieved its aims, and his grandparents, the Curies of Mexico, who died from overeating their own super taco, and Uncle Homero, corrupt Paul and defender of pure Castilian, and Uncle Fernando, a scholar and protector of the Indians, and his father, a child of the violence of 1968, a prince of disorder, and his mother, a dreamer, for whom absolutes are the enemy, because, as she says, only art can really tolerate the absolute. The common good and politics cannot. Being absolute, well, that was easy. What was hard was to be relative in everything, as relative as the world, science, memory, love. Christopher is assisted in his head birth by blind Indians, rock musicians, the Orphan Huerta, and hippie Toltec, master of coyotes. I won't tell you any more of what happens to the novel, or to postmodern Mexico, except to say that Fuentes dreams the future as wonderfully as in Terra Nostra he imagined the Spanish past of Moor and Jew, Inquisition and Quixote, as in A Change of Skin he imagined the conquest and the Holocaust, as in Where the Air is Clear he mourned the revolution that never really was, at least not until now, in these savage and satiric pages.